We just got back from Myrtle Beach. We had a little mini vacation, and I gotta say, you know, it was kind of nice. We're only there for 3 days, and the reason for that is, it's just because I don't like being gone that long. You know, I got a house, I pay for dogs, I feed, you know, stuff like that. I'm comfortable with 3 days, but no more. And while we was there, you know, we had a good time. You spend a lot of time figuring out what the fuck you're gonna eat, and spend way too much money on alcohol for some reason. You know, I think you gotta get drunk to put up with the locals or the other fucking tourists, you know. But anyways, you know, we go over there, and we had a good time. But we all learned two things about me while we were there. One, I can't dance. I tried. You know, I got on the floor and moved around, but I mean, I guess it was slightly appealing, you know? I mean, if you ever seen a dude getting tased in the balls, you know, and just throw him on the dance floor, I imagine that's kind of what I looked like. Like somebody just kept repeatedly tasing me in the nuts. But it was a lot of fun. That's number one. Number two thing we found out, I think, is the most important. I'm not a good lifeguard, like, at all. And to be honest, I'm not a lifeguard, period, but, you know, it wasn't my fault that we go to a souvenir shop and they sell the complete lifeguard outfit. All the attire. You're talking the chair, the hat, the shirt, the booty shorts, even a little fucking badge you can get your name on. And it's cheaper to buy all that shit than it is to buy somebody a fucking ashtray out of there. It's weird. I think they want people to drown on my watch, you know, and I buy all this and we go to the beach, and before I put it on, you know, my wife's like, hey, you need to put on some suntan lotion, and I was like, fuck that, I ain't no bitch. She's like, well, you're gonna get burned. I was like, I'm a man, woman, okay? You know what men did back in the day before we had sunscreen? She said, what? I said, we got burnt, and we cried quietly in the bathroom, so that way you guys couldn't hear us crying. I was like, so I'm gonna be all right. By day number two, crying come out of the bathroom, lay down in bed, and it was, yeah, I was slathered in fucking sun lotion the next day, but a little late for that, didn't really help. Anyways, we go to the beach, and I got my my lifeguard outfit and my little lifeguard stool and everything like that, and I'm sitting there, and I didn't know what the fuck was wrong with people, man. I'm half drunk, looking over the water and shit. I didn't get in because I don't have gills, you know. Plus, they got jellyfish. Like, at one point when we was in the water, there was a jellyfish, like, 4 or 5 feet away from me, and I was like, fuck that, you know? I know Jason Statham fought a shark in the Megalodon and shit, but I ain't that fucking tough. If I see a jellyfish, I turn into a bitch. I told my wife, let's get the fuck out of the water, let's get the fuck out now. She's like, why? I was like, babe, I saw a jellyfish. She's like, don't be a bitch, I want to see a jellyfish. I was like, I'm not a bitch, but look, if you stay in the water and that jellyfish is like 4 or 5 feet from you, next thing you know, you feel a little sting. I got my dick out. I'm pissing on your foot in the sand. It's a whole thing. We get kicked off the beach and I can't play a lifeguard. And that was a dream of mine, you know, after seeing Baywatch, you know, two different versions. I was like, fuck, I could do that. Turns out I can't. I can wear the outfit, but it's very misleading. Like, you know, people got in the ocean and they were swimming out to see if they could find a fucking shark, you know, or get stung by a jellyfish. All of a sudden they start drowning and people are like pointing and blowing rape whistles and pointing to me. And I'm like, the fuck you want me to do? Well, you're a lifeguard, aren't you? I said, only in appearance. I got this shit at the souvenir shop, baby. You know how many people are going to drown on my fucking watch? So I took the hat off to, you know, make people feel better about my lifeguard skills. It meant I can't fucking swim. So, which I can a little bit. You know, we're going to keep that between us. So anyways, I told you all that because I just thought it'd be fun to say. But I want to lead up to something. You know, I don't know how many people would admit to it, but I lived in trailer parks growing up and even during some of my adulthood. And, you know, truthfully, there's nothing like having a nice house. You know, two stories with a garage, white picket fence, whole American dream, blah, 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 blah. But I gotta say, you have not lived or had a good time until you've lived in a trailer park. I'm talking the trailer park that you drive into, and when you're driving into it, you're like, God damn, this place should be condemned. You will never have more fun in your life than you will in a trailer park like that. And I'm gonna tell you why. Crackheads. crackheads are why. Crackheads make a fucking trailer park fun. And I'll tell you how they do it. Like, when I first moved into this trailer park, there was a double-wide Sally in there, and her son was a crackhead. Now, double-wide Sally lived in a single-wide, if you get my drift. You know, you go into her house, it smells like baked pussy in a moldy sardine can. Pretty repulsing, but she had a son named Woody. And Woody didn't fucking mind. Woody had a dog. Well, kind of a dog. He had a chihuahua. It's more like, you know, like a fucking rat. But, you know what I mean. So, and his dog's name is Little Man. I am not lying about this. This dude would go to the mailbox every day at 10 o'clock in the morning, even though the mail did not run until 2 o'clock p.m. He would drag his fucking dog. Well, he thought he was walking him, but he wasn't. He was really dragging him. I'm not kidding about this. Little chihuahua being dragged by a fucking 6-foot man on crack. It was pretty exciting to see, you know. He didn't even really realize that he had the dog, you know, behind him until it got snagged on like a rock or something like that in the fucking driveway. And then he'd yank on the fucking leash. Dog would like vault over the fucking pebble in the driveway or whatever. He'd go to the mailbox looking for a package that I'm guessing never came in, because he would get mad every day. He would pull the mailbox down. It would be full of mail from fucking bottom to top, just fucking loaded, envelopes falling out. He'd get mad because whatever he was looking for that he didn't actually go through the mail for, he'd get mad that it wasn't there, and he'd kick the fucking mailbox shut, and then he'd drag Toto back to the fucking house, bouncing him over rocks and shit. Always calling to him, too, little man, get your ass over here, little man. I will say this, even though, you know, he dragged his dog a lot, he did love his dog. He loved it so much that when it died from a crack overdose, I assume they both shook a lot. But when it died, he loved his dog so much that he saved the same piece of string that he tied around his dog's neck and put it on a fucking fire brick, and he named it Little Man, too. Like, he didn't know the difference. He was so cracked out, he didn't have a goddamn clue that that brick wasn't his dog. And he would still call to it. He would fucking drag it across. You know, I seen him beat the shit out of it because it snagged on a brick and it didn't, or it snagged on a rock and it didn't jump it when he tugged on the leash. And then when he tugged too hard, it actually flew through the air and hit him in the back of his knee. And you haven't lived until you've seen a crackhead beat the fuck out of a fire brick in the middle of a parking lot, or well, in the middle of a driveway, we'll say. God damn it, little man. Bap, bap, bap. Fucking hands bleeding and shit. Kicking the shit out of this brick. And then he'd pick it up. He'd pet it, kiss it, apologize, wipe his blood off of it on his shirt. And then fucking drop it. The whole 6 feet of his height, he'd drop it back to the fucking ground. It would kind of hang by the string around its brick little neck, you know. But it didn't matter because it couldn't die. You know, the fucking brick's immortal. So he would do that. He'd go back to his trailer. He'd smoke some crack next to fucking double-wide Sally Mama. They'd all get cracked out and have a good fucking time. Well, one night, we all decide that we're going to have a party. Now, he lives in the trailer right next door to mine. So you could hear everything that happened over at his trailer. Quiet or loud, you could hear it. And we're not going to go into everything because some of them are disturbing. What crackheads say in the middle of intercourse with a brick on a string is really fucking disturbing. But what I'm going to tell you is really fucking fun. So, you know, buckle up, get ready for the ride, bear with me a little bit, you're going to like this. One night, we all decide to party the normal way, the alcoholic way, if you will. Now, this is 20 years ago, so I'm like 22. And we break bad on some beers, we got some buddies, we got our little Fast and Furious mobiles out there, we're thumping some music, got a big bonfire going, and who shows up but Crackhead. He comes down there hanging out, wanting to hang out, and he's got a bicycle that he stole from some fucking kindergartner, I guess, a little 16-inch Huffy with some pegs on it. I don't know what a grown-ass 6-foot crackhead man's doing with a goddamn bicycle, but he had it, and he loved this thing. Well, in the middle of our drunken stupor, we all decide that we're going to race each other. We are going to entrust our lives to a crackhead's bicycle and trust a crackhead to time us from the end of our trailer park to the other end and be honest about the fucking times. So there's like 9 of us riding this bike, and somewhere at the last bit of it, I catch the look on his face as I'm pedaling this bicycle back. And he's looking at me, and he's looking at that bike like it cheated on him or something. You know, he looks pissed. But now, he was good at playing it off. He was real good at playing it off. And I'll tell you why. Because we didn't know he was pissed. This is like midnight. You didn't find out he was mad until like 2:30 in the fucking morning. And how I found that out is after we all got done racing, Woody took his bicycle home right next door to my house, like I said, you know, and everybody tones down, everybody's passed out, you know, vomiting on themselves, you know, trying to have sex with a gerbil because they think it's a woman. You know, they're just doing weird shit because they're way too drunk. Well, crackhead Woody, he's still wide awake because, well, you know, crack. He takes his bicycle home. I finally go in the house. I lay back on the couch, just laying there chilling, and all of a sudden I hear, BAP! Ah! Motherfucker! But it's real quiet. It's muffled at this point. It's not loud. It's muffled. So I'm sitting there, and I'm listening to this shit, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So finally, curiosity got the best of me, and thank God it did, because I would have never seen this had I not got curious. I decided to walk out the front door of my trailer home. As I walk out, it gets louder. Bap! Motherfucker! Ah! You know? I turn around, I walk down the end of the trailer, and I kind of like creep up through, and there's Woody. He's got this bicycle by the stem of the pedal like he's choking it, beating the brakes off these spike pedals with his right hand. I'm talking, there's fucking blood flying, hands swelling, bike's moving in the fucking gravel a little bit, and he's crying and cussing at it and shit because it cheated on him with like 9 other dudes, and he had to fucking watch like a cuckold. And I thought, you know what, man? This way too late for this shit. We're going back to fucking bed. I go in the house. I lay down. I go to sleep. I get woke up at 8:30 in the morning hearing, woo, ha, woo! And I thought, what the fuck is going on now? I wake up. I start looking around. I didn't see nothing in my living room. I was relieved by that. And I knew it had to be Woody. Had to be. So I hear this shit another time, and I'm like, maybe somebody's hurting him. Maybe he's getting raped. I don't know. Maybe somebody stole his brick on a string, you know? Something's got to be going on. Somebody might need help. So being the, you know, good guy that I am, I hop up, throw my boots on. Hadn't even had coffee yet. I go out there, walk around the side of my trailer to the side of his trailer, and there's Woody, cracked out, 8:30 in the morning, laying in a fucking flat spare tire with the wire showing out, whitewater rafting in the rocks. Had his little dog in a brick tied next to him. He's just having the time of his fucking life. And I thought, you know what? Maybe I need to do crack. That looks like he's having a good time. But then, you know, intelligence got the best of me. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to reach out on this podcast into my next comedy show and see if there's crackheads. You know, I'm taking applications for crackheads. I need a new crackhead living next to me so I can have that kind of excitement again. Because like I said, you haven't lived until you've had a crackhead in a trailer park. And I've got a new saying. It's called, I'm more fun than a crackhead in a trailer park. That'll stick with you. I hope it does. I hope you enjoyed it. The end.